Folks, we got one of the best governor's races in state history looming for next year. But you know, Alabamians have had a history of electing governors who have basically had no governmental experience, much less legislative experience. You know, it might stand the governor in good stead if he or she had some legislative experience. I understand that most Alabamians believe that the average legislator is a no-good scoundrel, but there are really some pretty good quality people serving in the legislature. Even though statewide polls show that legislatures as a body and legislators in general are held in pretty low esteem, that same poll will show that in their home county, a legislator is one of the most popular elected officials. Legislators, especially if they've served for a decade or two, have actually learned a few things about state government. In fact, if they're moderately active and attuned, they've gotten a feel for how state government operates. They understand the budget process. A good argument could be made that if you were hiring someone to run your business, you'd hire someone who'd worked in your line of business from the ground up for many years before hiring someone off the street with no experience. Furthermore, a legislator turned governor not only understands state government and how it works, but he or she knows the members of the legislature on a personal, friendly basis. These relationships are invaluable, especially when trying to get a program approved or at least addressed. Lasting lifetime friendships and bonds are developed by legislative colleagues. They know each other, what they believe in, how they operate, and what makes them tick. However, we have a penchant for electing governors who are basically outsiders. Big Jim Folsom had never been elected anything before becoming governor in 1946. Gordon Person served one term on the Public Service Commission. John Patterson has served one term as Attorney General. Bob James had no political experience at all. Guy Hunt's only experience was as probate judge of Coleman County. Little Jim Folsom followed Hunt for 2 years, and his only prior political experience was being on the Public Service Commission. Bob came back again and was pretty much ineffective his second time as he was his first. He was basically ignored by the legislature and was irrelevant. Bob Riley had come to the governor's office from Congress, was in about the same boat as old Fogg. Basically, he was irrelevant in the legislative halls. Y'all might have noticed that I skipped the 1970s and 1980s. Folks, that's because George Wallace had served in the legislature and was one of the most effective and powerful governors in history. He understood the legislature and the legislative process. He knew every member by name, and he cultivated their votes and friendships. Wallace was in a league of his own. The second most effective governor in the past 66 years would probably be Albert Brewer, who was governor for only 2 years, but he was loved by members of the legislature, and they wanted him to succeed. He, like Wallace, had grown up in the legislature. Both men came to the House at a young age, and became tireless workers and spent long hours learning the rules and process, as well as cultivating lasting relationships with their colleagues. They were very effective and knowledgeable legislators. Brewer went on to become Speaker of the House, and Wallace was governor 5 times. Thank y'all for listening.